fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Fire!
Hank Gillespie had been the sheriff in Kinney County for a good many years, and he prided himself on his ability to judge men. As proof of this ability, he frequently mentioned his deputy, a young man named Jim Dallas.
He came here a total stranger, but I sized him up right away as the right sort of man to be a deputy.
Nothing was known about the life of Jim Dallas prior to his arrival in town, but in the 5 years that had passed, he had made a lot of friends and was looked upon as an honest and fearless lawman.
Lock the door behind you, Dallas. We'll shut up shop for the night.
There. That'll hold her.
Yeah. Where are you going now, Dallas? Going straight home?
Reckon so.
Well, I'm going that way. I'll walk you there.
Fine.
I guess you saw that handbill that came in today, didn't you?
The one on Killer Muldoon?
Yeah. I've heard a plenty about that poor kid.
So have I.
Three murders charged against him in three separate states.
He's been dodging the law for a long time.
5 years.
Sheriff, didn't you get word that Muldoon was seen in Kinney County?
Yep. Stuck up a stage and shot a couple of more men. It said that one of them is likely to die.
Did you hear any more about him?
Not yet. But there's a chance he might come here, being as this is the nearest town with cafes. We'll have to be on the lookout for him, Dallas.
Yeah.
And if he comes here, the two of us can handle him the same as we did the Larson boys.
Yeah.
That was quite a gunfight we had against the Larsons, wasn't it, Dallas?
Sure was.
You know, when men face death together like we did on a couple of occasions, it makes a sort of a bond between them. We sort of owe each other for being alive.
You're getting at something, Sheriff. What is it?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've been wondering why you won't trust me.
Won't trust you? Sheriff, what do you mean?
Just that. 5 years ago, you gave me your name as Jim Dallas. I took you at face value. Gave you a job.
Have you ever regretted it?
No.
You think I haven't earned my pay?
Oh, you've earned it, Jim. No question about that. But for 5 years, I've been hoping the day would come when you'd open up and talk true facts.
Why, What do you mean?
Why are you hiding your past?
Oh, Sheriff, it's like this. If I was to tell you, you might...
I might what?
Nothing, just forget it. What I told you 5 years ago still goes. You got to take me at face value or not at all.
Still don't trust me, eh, Jim?
It's not a case of trusting anyone. It's just that I closed the book on the past when I came here. And I'm not going to open it again.
All right, Jim, all right. Have it your way.
You coming in my place for a while?
No, no, I'll shove on. Oh, hey, don't forget what I told you about Killer Muldoon.
I won't. Good night, Sheriff.
Good night, Jim.
I don't know why he got curious about my past all of a sudden.
Steady there.
What?
Over here, Jim, in the corner.
Muldoon.
Yeah, that's right. I'm surprised you recognize me after 5 years.
Killer Muldoon. What do you want here?
I'm hard-pressed, Jim. I need ammunition, a horse, and a change of clothes. With handbills all over this part of the country, I don't dare show myself in a store to buy anything. So I'm here. I came here to shop.
You expect me to give you those things?
You guessed it. And if you do, I won't stay around to pester you. I'll head for the border. I'll be safe enough in Del Rio. And if the law comes too close, I can hop into Mexico.
Muldoon, you want too much. If you think...
Hold it, Tin Horn. Or should I call you Jim Dodsworth?
That's a lie.
So you don't like to hear the name of Dodsworth, huh? Have you had any word from home in the past 5 years?
No,
I should think you'd be concerned about that sister of yours. She's all alone. But then, of course, I can't blame you for not wanting to take any chances. They're still holding a murder charge against you over where we came from.
You keep Sally out of this.
Oh, sure, sure. Maybe I shouldn't even mention murder. Murder means hanging, don't it, lawman?
You know blamed well I didn't mean to kill that man.
You should have stuck around and told that to a jury.
You know the truth of it, Muldoon. You know he went loco mad when he lost that bet to me. He went for his gun and I shot in self-defense. You could clear me of that charge if you wanted to.
Who'd believe Killer Muldoon if I tried to tell him you weren't a murderer? Oh, they'll believe me quick enough if I say you're Jim Dodsworth. They can prove that. But as for clearing you of any murder charge...
For 2 cents, I'd shoot you right now.
Not while I'm holding the gun. Besides, you know blame well you couldn't shoot me. You're hindered by conscience. I'm not afraid of you shooting me.
Why, you...
You'll be in the clear as long as I'm not caught. But remember this. If I'm caught, I talk. Now, like I said a minute ago, I need some ammunition, some clothes, and a horse.
For some time after Muldoon left, Jim sat in his one-room home, hating himself for helping Killer Muldoon escape. And then he heard a horse rein up outside. He thought it might be Muldoon returning.
He's come back.
You didn't give me time to wrap.
Man.
Steady.
You...
I'll come in if you don't mind. No, I'll go for that gun on the bunk. I'll not take up much of your time, Deputy.
Who are you? What do you want here?
I'm looking for a man named Muldoon. Killer Muldoon. I've been following his trail. Do you know him?
Well, I've heard of him.
There's a handbill on him.
I know. I saw it.
The handbill didn't mention the fact that he smoked cigarettes made of a dark brown paper. I've picked up several of them, half smoked. Here they are.
Oh, I see.
The last one was near your house.
It was?
Has he been here?
You mean here in town?
I know he's been in town. Has he been in this house?
Why do you ask that?
Isn't that a fair question?
Well, I guess so.
Your name is...
Dallas. Jim Dallas.
That's what they call you?
Yeah.
I wonder, you came from Val Verde County?
Why do you ask that?
Didn't you?
Look here, mister. Where I came from is nobody's business. I haven't even told my boss, and I'm not going to tell you.
Killer Muldoon came from Val Verde, didn't he?
Why should I know?
There's another man from his town who's being hunted. A man named Jim Dodsworth. He's wanted for something that happened 5 years ago.
Well, what about him?
I wonder if he and Killer Muldoon have teamed up.
Isn't likely.
It would be very unlikely if Dodsworth knew the truth.
Why? What do you mean, the truth?
When Dodsworth left Val Verde, he left his sister. The girl had money enough to live on, but Muldoon stole it.
Muldoon stole... Are you sure of that, mister?
Yes. Are you sure Muldoon isn't around here?
I'm sure. Of course I'm sure. You can see for yourself I'm alone here, can't you? Look here. Why are you looking for Muldoon? You aiming to join up with him?
Not in the way you think.
Well, that mask.
It's often misleading, Jim. If you see Muldoon, be ready to shoot. He's dangerous. You can identify him by the brown paper cigarettes. You'll find him half-smoked wherever he's been.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
They're just like the one over there on the floor near your fireplace.
But... He knows Muldoon was here.
Muldoon!
After leaving the deputy sheriff's home, the Lone Ranger hurried to his camp at the edge of town where Tonto was waiting.
Oh, sir. Oh, boy. Oh, saddle up, Tonto. We're traveling.
You find Killer Kimasabi?
No, Tonto.
But I found that he'd been in the home of the deputy sheriff.
A fellow named Dallas?
Yes.
Him one we hear about?
He came here just about the time Jim Dodsworth disappeared from Val Verde County.
Right.
I think he's the same man.
Him friend of Killer Muldoon?
I don't know, Tonto. He is. He doesn't deserve much consideration.
You'll tell him how Muldoon robbed Sammy Dodsworth?
Yes. An expression on his face confirmed my suspicions.
Where we go now, Kimasabi?
I think Muldoon is heading toward Del Rio. We're going to follow him there.
And that near border.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Scout ready now.
Then mount up.
Monsilver!
Get him up, Scout!
Jim Dallas kept pretty much to himself during the day after the appearance of Killer Muldoon. Several times during that day, the sheriff wondered about his deputy's manner, but he asked no questions. That night, when Hank Gillespie went to his home and pushed through the unlocked door, he found himself confronted by a tall, masked man.
Take it easy, Sheriff. Close the door and keep your hands away from your guns.
Looks like you got the drop on me.
Only to be sure you don't slap leather and fire before I get a chance to talk.
Mister, I never fire until I know who I'm shooting. Why, you mask? What do you want?
I can give you Killer Muldoon.
Yeah? Where's he at?
Del Rio.
Right on top of the border, eh? Well, he's right at home with plenty of other men that are dodging the law. Did you come here to tell me where he is?
I came here to tell you something about your deputy.
Jim Dallas?
Yes.
Jim closed the book on his past about 5 years ago. I like what I know about him. And I'm not too curious about what happened before he come here.
Good.
What do you mean, good?
That means we're both on his side. Now, Sheriff, sit down and listen to what I have to say.
Looks like I don't get much choice. There. Now start talking.
You want Killer Muldoon.
That's right.
But your deputy has to make the capture. Now, here's what I have in mind.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. now to continue our story. Sheriff Hank Gillespie's ability to judge a man served the Lone Ranger in good stead. Despite the mask, Hank soon lost his antagonism and listened attentively to a plan that unfolded. The following morning, he was pacing the floor of his office when his deputy, Jim Dallas, arrived.
Oh, there you are, Jim. I've been waiting for you.
What's the trouble, Sheriff?
Killer Muldoon, that's the trouble. Jim, we're going to get that polecat.
Yeah?
I've heard that he's over at Del Rio.
Where'd you hear that?
It don't matter where I heard it. I'm pretty sure it's true. I'm going to send you down there to get him.
But, Sheriff, I...
What's the matter, Jim? You afraid of the job?
No, it's not that.
Well, you're going, or aren't you?
I'll go.
Good. You better start right away. It's a 4-hour ride on a good horse. Here, take this handbill with you so you'll be sure to recognize him. How soon do you aim to start?
I'll start right away.
That same morning found the Lone Ranger joining Tonto in the town of Del Rio.
Oh, Silver, oh, easy, Silver.
You ride all night, Kimisabi?
No, Tonto. After I talked to the sheriff, I went to our last camp for a few hours of sleep before starting back here.
The sheriff agreed a plan?
Yes. He's talking to Jim Dallas this morning. Is Muldoon still in town?
Him still here.
They'll both keep an eye on him to make sure he doesn't cross the border. Jim should be here early this afternoon.
The cafe in Del Rio was a favorite rendezvous for outlaws who wanted to be close to the border so they could cross into Mexico when necessary, and for fugitives from justice in Mexico who had already crossed the border to find security in Texas. The bartender eyed Killer Muldoon for a moment.
Set up your best and leave the bottle on the bar.
The best it is.
Yeah.
Set the bottle down. I'll pour my own.
There she is, Muldoon. The best in the house.
Set out another glass, bartender.
Hey, what the... Jim, what are you doing here?
Maybe I just came down to be with an old partner.
Hey, is that a lawman's badge?
What if it is?
Well, you...
Shut up, Baldy. If this particular tin horn makes any trouble, I'll handle him personal.
This'll pay for the drinks. Step outside a minute, Muldoon. I want to talk to you.
About what?
Can't talk here. There are too many people around. Some of you should know right away.
All right, come on. Keep an eye on that bottle, Baldy. Don't let anyone touch it.
Right.
Jim, I hope for your sake you got no fancy notions of acting the part of a lawman.
I just want to speak to you about those clothes of mine you're wearing.
After you.
Thanks. Over this way, Muldoon. I left my horse right next to the one you borrowed from.
You're downright mysterious.
You'll understand everything as soon as we get over to the horses.
The boys around here stick together, Jim. It's suicide for a lawman to start anything in Del Rio.
Here are the horses.
Now, what about these clothes?
I'm taking them back with me, Muldoon. And you in them.
Why, you... Hold it. Draw on me, huh? Listen, Kim...
I'll take that gun. Make a fast move, Muldoon, and I'll let you have it.
You crazy fool. You take me in, I'll tell all I know about you. I'll see you hang.
Can't help that, Muldoon. You're under arrest.
When those men near the cafe see this, they'll come on the run. They hate lawmen. Now put up that gun.
Get
before...
on that horse.
Oh, you talk.
Come on up, Muldoon.
Hey, boys, the law.
Why, you?
Well, go on. Drill me if you got the nerve. But be ready to dodge lead. Come on, you men. Get this tin horn.
Take him, Jim. We'll hold off the others.
Well, who's this masked man?
Hold him back, Tonto.
Me savvy.
Go on, Jim. Take your prisoner.
You heard that, Muldoon. Mount up and be quick.
All of you, get back.
No!
The same for anyone else who draws a gun.
They're following with guns.
No! You stopped him. Get going, Muldoon. Try to head of me. Get up there. Come on, boy.
All of you, get back. Get back where you were.
Jim got Muldoon.
Yes. Hold these men back so Jim has a good start.
Ah.
Stay where you are.
What sort are you? Helping a lawman and wearing a mask at the same time.
Figure it out in your spare time.
Jim got good start now.
Then we'll follow him. Run, Silver.
Let's come.
Come on. After making sure that Jim had gotten his prisoner safely out of town, the Lone Ranger and Tonto started out in pursuit. The outlaws in Del Rio, confused and amazed by the accuracy of the masked man's shooting, made no attempt to follow.
Far enough, Jim. Rein up. You too, Muldoon.
You hear him? Him say rein up.
Oh, much obliged you for helping me get this crib out of town. But why are you stopping us now?
Tonto, get a rope on Muldoon.
Now, hold on.
You keep quiet.
You'd better not take any chances with him, Jim. He'll tie him up for you.
See here. Are you on the side of the law? If you are, why do you wear that mask?
A lot of people ask that question, Muldoon.
Well, if you want to capture a murderer, you better take that lawman in. He's out.
He make rope plenty tight.
You're trying to cut me in two with it.
Well, let me make sure you not get loose.
You'll pay for this, Jim. You wait and see. I'll tell what I know about you.
Jim, there's one way to make sure he doesn't talk. He might be shot trying to escape.
He's not going to escape with those ropes on him.
He's done a lot of harm. It wouldn't surprise me to see a lynch mob waiting for him.
A lynch mob?
Of course, as a lawman, it's your duty to see that he gets a trial. On the other hand, I don't suppose you could be blamed if a lynch mob got the better of you and took your prisoner.
Just what are you getting at, mister? Why are you talking like that?
I wonder what you'll do. Ready, Tonto?
Huh? Be ready.
We may meet again, Jim. Hasta la vista.
Come.
Well, Muldoon.
Listen, Jim. Turn me loose and I'll cut over the border. And then we'll forget the whole thing.
That masked man knows you'd never escape unless I let you. Besides, I promised Hank Gillespie I'd bring you in. And if a lynch mob gets you, it'll serve you right.
So that's your play. You're going to get me murdered so I can't tell what I know about you.
I'd like to take the law into my own hands. I just found out you robbed my sister.
Now, wait, Jim. If that's what made you so sore, if that's what made you change your mind about coming for me, why... Hey, how did you find out about that?
I found out, never mind how.
I just borrowed that cash, that's all. I meant to send it back.
Save it, we're going to town. Get up there.
During the ride to the county seat, Jim was torn between two choices. A successful lynch mob would dispose of Muldoon before he could reveal the deputy's true identity. Yet Jim knew that it would mean betrayal of his badge to let a lynch mob have his prisoner. He neared the town, and when he saw a crowd assembled, knew that Hank Gillespie must have passed the word that Killer Muldoon was on the way. Muldoon saw the mob and read grim purpose in the frowning faces of the men.
It's a lynch mob. Jim, you can't let them take me.
We'll keep riding, Muldoon.
The least you can do is untie my hands. Give me a gun. Give me a chance.
There he is,
Muldoon. Jim, they're coming. A couple of them have got ropes.
We'll rein up right here. Hold there. Hold there.
You can't let them have me. You're a lawman.
You called me a tin horn.
You're a lawman, I tell you. You got to protect the prisoner. It's your sworn duty.
Save me a lot of trouble if they got you.
Don't let them. Please, Jim, don't let them. I got a right to a trial. You're a lawman, Jim.
Yeah, that's what makes it tough, Muldoon. I'm a lawman. Get back there. Get back, I tell you.
Now hold on, Jim. You won't shoot your own friends, will you?
This man's going to jail. He's going to trial. There'll be no lynching unless you get me first.
We can do that, too.
We're backing Jim's play.
A masked man.
That's right. It's all right, Jim. We got guns to bust up any lynching.
You hear that, boys? Now break it up and go on home. Mind your own business. The law will take care of Killer Muldoon.
Throw Muldoon right in that cell, Jim.
In you go, Muldoon. That'll hold you.
Good work, Jim. You did a fine job bringing that killer in.
You wait till you hear what I gotta say, Sheriff. I'll tell you a few things about your deputy.
Save your breath, Muldoon. I'll tell it myself. First of all, Sheriff, here's my badge. I'll hand it in and save you the trouble of asking for the badge of a man that's wanted for murder.
Meaning you, Jim? Well, that calls for an explanation.
My real name's Dodsworth. Killer Muldoon and I came from the same town of Velvety County. 5 years ago, I shot a man.
I heard about Jim Dodsworth.
The man I shot was a dirty, scheming, crooked gambler. He swindled everyone with marked cards. I figured to teach him a lesson, so I switched packs. When he had to play with honest cards, he lost. He went for a gun, and so did I. He shot first and missed. I didn't miss.
You were there, weren't you, Muldoon?
I saw the whole thing.
Muldoon's the only one can swear I shot in self-defense. He wouldn't help me unless I went into a deal with him to stick up the bank. So I ran out.
Yeah. You know, Jim, last night I heard some of that story from another source. Up to then, I'd been wondering about your past.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. The law over in Valverde found that you'd come here and that you'd been doing a fine job as a deputy for 5 years. The law figured you might have shot that gambler in self-defense. So a man came here to find out what you were at heart. A lawman or a killer? You might have tried to save yourself either by shooting Muldoon or letting the lynch mob happen.
I thought of it.
Well, if you'd have tried to do either one, you'd have gone back to Valverde to hang for murder. But you proved yourself a good lawman. Now, go on back to Valverde, and you'll find you won't have much trouble clearing your name.
Gosh,
your sister's waiting for you, Jim. When you come back, bring her with you. I'll be waiting to swear in Deputy Jim Dodsworth.
That masked man. He's the one came here from Valverde.
That's right. He'll meet you at the edge of town.
But I don't even know his name. Who is he?
Well, I don't know his name either. But you can call him the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.